It's time for our food segment, Savor. Our host is food stylist, cook, and food lover, Will Smith, who explores food-related topics throughout our region. Today, Will speaks with Rogue Valley chef Sky Elder, whose pop-up barbecue business features local, family cookout-style food.
You're listening to Savor on Jefferson Public Radio, where we talk about all things food-related with a focus on keeping it local. I'm your host, Will Smith. Thanks for joining us. If you have ever been to Portland, Touche, Pine Tavern in Bend, the Jacksonville Inn, the Brick Room in Ashland, you may have already tasted this gentleman's food with an incredible career. Sky Elder is our guest today. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So I had such a great time talking with you yesterday. You are a local, which is rare here. A Shady Cove local who's had over 20 years in all the big cities in Oregon developing your style. And I certainly have had your food in multiple locations. Tell us a little bit what you're up to these days.
Well, cooking.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely cooking. I run the culinary program at Relic Winery, right, and I have a commercial kitchen here in Ashland on the south side of town that I operate. I have a couple of caterers that work out of the kitchen. Marion Heinz of Heartfelt Catering is in there quite often, and I'm in there. I do a pop-up meal on Wednesdays that's kind of locally oriented. Through my little business called Company Barbecue, which is kind of a cookout style effort. I was inspired to, I was just kind of intrigued by cookout style food over the last couple of years, especially. I mean, I always have been, right?
Right.
I mean, we all like to cook out.
Exactly.
That's
Southern Oregon.
That's Southern Oregon. That's Oregon in the Northwest.
Yeah.
The Company Barbecue idea and theme is a derivative of that. And so when I think of barbecue in the Northwest, I think of a cookout rather than kind of that Southern slow style barbecue thing. So for us, a barbecue is kind of an event.
Sure.
And so it all plays into it, one and the same, which is to say the things that we think about when we think about what we had to eat when we were kids. And
right.
When people gather together, that kind of thing.
And I don't want to get away from that idea of the fact that you were in all these established kitchens, and then you yourself suffered a great tragedy during the Alameda fire, and you didn't pack it up. You then went to work to feed people who also suffered from that event. And now you're like, I love the fact that you're creating your own reality in that you don't have to have four walls and a floor and a ceiling. You're doing your own thing.
Yeah. The idea is that people are getting together. So the pop-up thing here in Ashland has been really cool because I've gotten to meet so many different people from the town. And what also happens with it is that they want me to cook for them no matter what. So if they're calling on me for this pop-up on Wednesdays, it means that we have that thing in common. And I want to cook for them and they want me to cook for them.
Yeah,
so,
and I love
which
that.
Is wonderful. And it's kind of a dream scenario, honestly, as far as that goes. As
I
far
can
as
imagine.
That part of the cooking goes. Yeah, I didn't just decide to picnic, you know. That wasn't really the idea.
Right.
And so, you know, Relic Winery is a big part of what I've got going on. And they're, very, very established winemaking outfit. And they make beautiful wines.
Right.
So, Their sparkling Grenache is one of a kind.
Right.
They have their red blend, the Three-Eyed Raven, is awesome. I'm sure you've been out to see them
out
there.
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful place and very cool setting. It's been nice. It's not exactly the same pace as some of the places that I've been in the past.
And, you must enjoy that.
I do enjoy that. I very much enjoy that. So we're open 5 days a week out there. So there's no 7 day work weeks for me in one spot.
Yeah.
So if I choose to work more, I can do that at my kitchen. And
so you do weddings, special events, catering, in addition to the food.
The pop-up on Wednesdays,
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm very excited that Sky brought us a platter of biscuits, some beautiful sausage, pickled onions, and what is this that you brought?
That's apple honey.
Okay.
How
is that constructed?
Organic sugar and local apple cider.
Okay, very good.
So cooked down to the consistency of honey and or somewhere therein.
Yeah,
and,
beautiful.
The pickled onions are pickled and colored with beets. The sausage is the Pendleton Hill brand sausage, and then fresh made biscuits. So something to talk about anyway, flavor wise. You got sweet, tangy, salty. The biscuit is somewhere in between, you know, breakfast, and it's got roasted garlic and rosemary, so it has some savory elements. Yeah, in terms of what you want to put on your biscuit or how you want to enjoy it, you can go with just three simple things in a biscuit, you can go a lot of different ways.
Exactly. Yeah. And something that I'm always interested in is that, you know, we have people that get into food that are more chef-like and a different group of people that are more baker-like, kind of different sensibilities, and you appear to enjoy both.
I love all of it. I love cooking. It's like I said, I especially love cooking for people who want me to cook for them. And so, there's just no bad path there, you know?
Yeah.
So I really do enjoy it. I like making things that I'm good at making. And then I like getting good at making things.
Yes.
And that process is really cool. Well, every time you make something that's really spot on, what an accomplishment, right?
Makes you very happy.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
And makes other people happy, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, there's no bad path there.
No. So at Relic, you are in charge of the entire, food program there.
Yeah.
And they are super well-known for their pizzas, I hear.
Yeah, yeah. The pizza program is really, really good. And everything's very approachable. That's kind of one of the themes out there is that accessibility, right? So dog-friendly, family-friendly environment where, you know, you can come out and feed the family if you want to. And we just put the new menu together. We're doing these panini abri, which is these open-faced panini sandwiches.
Yeah,
one's kind of a barbecue-oriented one. One's a salmon. Smoked salmon, and then, you know, like that.
Sounds
but
right.
A lot of handmade cooking, a lot of seasonal in-touch cooking, you know.
Great.
So,
Just to remind everybody, this is Savor on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm your host, Will Smith, and I'm speaking with Sky Elder, a fantastic local guy who's had quite the career.
Yeah.
Happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm super happy to be here.
I do have a question from a listener. They're asking Mark in Medford. I'm always curious as to how chefs start their cooking journey. Did you learn from a parent or a grandparent?
I think that assessing that, looking back, is probably the easiest way to do it, right?
Uh-huh.
So when you're starting your cooking journey, you don't know why the hell why you're doing it.
Right.
There might be times along the way when you're thinking the same thing, you know, why am I, what's going on?
Right.
But I think it is you kind of have a calling for cooking. A lot of people do. And especially those who
and a lot of people don't for some reason.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, people like you were there to help them along the way. Well,
exactly.
So, but
I don't understand them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not us and them. It's all of us. But I think that for me it has always been a real family oriented affair.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I kind of feel blessed to have grown up here, you know,
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a big part of it.
And something mm-hmm. I did want to mention, the fact that you're local, you're from Shady Cove, you've been mm-hmm. all over Oregon, mm-hmm. but one of your sort of passions is the actual ingredients.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, that's, I guess, what I'm getting at is yeah. that, you know, you grow up in a place like this, and there's just so many wonderful things. When my wife and I were married, one of the gifts that I got was a gallon and a half of cold-pressed huckleberry juice.
So
I mean, that was like one of the real...
Like, who gave that to you?
Gracious gifts, you know?
Right.
I mean, here's 2 days of my life, you know? And
so great.
So that's, you know, just I think it's that has always been there for the most part, has been there in my life in terms of, you know, preserves from the Northwest. My first cooking job I ever had, the very first thing I learned how to do was make pie, you know. Is there better blackberry pie, you know, than what we have in Oregon?
Not sure.
it's hard to say, right?
Right.
I mean, as I took my culinary journey, I was fortunate enough to work with people and in environments where, you know, food was a huge priority. Obviously, in a restaurant, you'd think that would be the case everywhere, but...
it's not the case.
It's not the case, necessarily. So,
exactly.
I was lucky in that regard, and as I look back on it, I kind of see this food as kind of a calling in all the different places and spaces that I've been, you know. And it's nice. I was thinking, it's wonderful. Food's a wonderful chance. If somebody puts a plate in front of you, you can relish in being critical of it if you want.
Right.
But can't you also relish in being magnanimous as well?
And being gifted.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you might have in your mind, this is going to be a great thing that this person gives me, no matter what, no matter what flavors I experience, this is going to be wonderful. You can do that. You can choose to be that person.
Yeah, I love that.
Or you can choose to look at it as critically as possible. Or if you were a real modernist cook, you would want to know the molecular parts of it,
sure.
you know, perhaps.
Sure.
So it really is a chance. It's a chance to explore or if you're somebody who likes to get down to the root or the heart of the matter, or the locality of things, you know, you can really explore that part of it too.
So that's great.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
And tell us how can people find you other than obviously the Relic Winery?
Well, I have a very straightforward presence on the internet.
Okay.
At CoBarbecue, CUE, not QUE.
Okay.
.com. You can sign up for the Wednesday pop-up menu, which would be a text.
Okay. Super.
That you could receive to see the menu weekly.
Yeah.
And then you know there's links to the Instagram page and all that stuff. And there's images of food that we do. And you know, we do fun stuff, tri-tip and burn-ins and
nice.
Jerk chicken and all different kinds of things. The meals are always like an entree, some salad type of preparation or side, and some kind of sweet dessert
item.
Yeah.
Super. So I urge all of our listeners to seek Sky out, and I thank you so much for joining us this morning. You've been listening to Savor. This is JPR's Regional Food Podcast. You can find this program and more on our website at jeffexchange.org or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Sky Elder, and all the best. Eat well, guys.